Ely poet Diane Korda planted some strange seeds last fall and is eagerly awaiting spring. You may just want to keep an eye out for her. Here is Diane Korda.
Autumn Day. I examine the fur and claws wrapped in silk cloth that rested in my deep desk drawer. The hide hung on their cabin wall for years. Then one afternoon, their puppy entertained her lone self by nipping off the bear's callous toe pads and half-moon claws. So I took them and hid them away for this day. I walk to Mukwa Lake, and wind music plays with paper bark that unspools from birch. Trees are singing, and I can't quite understand, but I think it has something to do with beginnings. On the hillside that faces west, I dig a haphazard hole to bury the remains of Bear, shaking her free from my carefully folded cloth. When she awakens in spring, I will tend to her dreams. I plan to know this amber leaf language.